This audio is brought to you by CEOPodcast.com, powered by CBNation.co and Blue16 Media. We're increasing the business success rate. To get more information, resources, and more, visit our community. Is incorporating in Nevada still attractive? This is a sponsored post for CB Nation. Nevada has established itself as one of the best states to incorporate. It offers relatively low fees, low taxes, and fast processing. In 2016, Nevada agreed on increasing fees for business licenses and also established a gross receipts tax. Even without these changes, Nevada was more expensive than its main competitors, Wyoming and Delaware. After these changes, the gap between them got even bigger. Let's look closer at the changes it made and whether Nevada still has something to offer to entrepreneurs looking to incorporate in a state with a friendly business environment. Incorporation process and fees. Incorporating in Nevada is very fast. It often takes only a few days. As we mentioned earlier, the problem is their fees. The state business license that used to be relatively cheap now costs $200 for LLCs and $500 for C corporations. Another disadvantage is that for the annual report, you have to pay on the day of incorporation, not after 1 year as usual. The entire incorporation costs in Nevada is approximately $800. Versus Wyoming. Wyoming is one of the cheapest states to incorporate in. This is highlighted when it is compared to Nevada. Your total costs regarding incorporation and maintaining the corporation may get to $1,000 during the third year since incorporating. Versus Delaware. Delaware isn't as cheap as Wyoming, but it's still a much cheaper option than Nevada, and the incorporation process is very quick. Similar to Nevada, the annual report has to be submitted on the day of incorporation. Anonymity. Anonymity in all three states is great. Shareholders of the company aren't listed in public records, only executives are listed. Delaware is known as one of the most anonymous states to incorporate in and is trusted by many wealthy and influential people, a fact which was confirmed in the Panama Papers leak. Nominee shareholders are not allowed here though. Taxes. Nevada is still a low tax state, no state corporate income tax and also no franchise tax. Versus Wyoming. When it comes to taxes, Wyoming is very similar to Nevada, which means no state corporate income tax and no franchise tax. Versus Delaware. Delaware is the only one of these three states that has a franchise tax, and the amount you pay depends on your income. It is also the only state that shares corporate income tax information with the IRS. Summary. When we look at all of the pros and cons, all three states are pretty much equal in terms of anonymity and taxes. The main difference is in the fees that, when compared to Wyoming and Delaware, are extremely high in Nevada. Wyoming's Cheyenne with 60.000 or Delaware's Wilmington with 70.000 inhabitants probably aren't cities where you'd start a business like an advertising agency or a software development firm. On the other side, Las Vegas in Nevada with a population of over 600.000 is certainly a better place to start these businesses. But if you don't want to take advantage of this, incorporate in Wyoming or Delaware will save you a lot of money without giving up any of the advantages Nevada offers, except Vegas. This is a sponsored post from a partner of CB Nation. We hope you enjoyed this audio. Subscribe to our newsletter at cbnation.co/newsletter.